Now, it's time for Medvid on Movies.
Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, takes on a serious dramatic role as a concerned father whose teenage son is facing a long prison sentence on a minor drug charge in Snitch.
Jason is facing 10 years in prison.
We need your son to help us make arrests before we can help him reduce his sentence.
What if I did it for him? What if I helped you make arrests?
That's Susan Sarandon there as a tough, politically ambitious U.S. attorney who uses the main character's difficult situation to force him to go undercover in a high-risk mission aimed at ruthless drug cartels.
You got any idea who we're dealing with?
You play nice with the feds, man, but what happens when everyone finds out you're an informant?
There is no way I'm gonna let either side dictate our fates.
You keep waiting for Dwayne Johnson to take off his shirt and begin pummeling bad guys, but one of the fascinating things about Snitch is that it constantly confounds expectations. The Rock plays a deeply sympathetic character here who's vulnerable and increasingly exposed, though some of the risks he takes are so irrational and over the top that the movie's simply impossible to believe. It's nonetheless powered by outstanding supporting performances by Barry Pepper as a dedicated DEA agent, Michael Kenneth Williams as a suave but chilling drug kingpin, and especially newcomer John Bernthal as an ex-con trying desperately to go straight. Rated PG-13, despite considerable drug content and loads of bloody, brutal, sadistic violence. 2.5 stars for Snitch, plausibility problems, but well-acted and well-directed throughout.